This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming along to 5:06. You're listening to the evening edition with Hezrel and Cam. And first up, we're asking you if you've gone to a property website to look at places to rent and come across listings that prefer tenants of certain ethnicities. Has it affected your chance to rent out a place you really liked? And it's an issue that's persisted, and we've touched on it this year, but we thought of following up on this since there are some new numbers that have backed this up.
Yes, there's. But I just want to say, personally, I've never experienced it myself. I don't know about you, Ezra.
I haven't seen it so far.
I have seen it, but I haven't actually.
Right,
it hasn't been a barrier for me.
So I personally haven't seen it.
All right, but it's the business intelligence analyst Pingalayan Rabindra Kumar found otherwise. Mm. He did a study, a very in-depth study, that found instances of ethnic discrimination on iBillik.com.
Yeah, in-depth indeed. So Pingalayan actually went through 9,596 listings by owners who indicated that some of whom they'd prefer tenants of a certain ethnicity. So 45% preferred ethnic Chinese or Malay tenants, 19% wanted ethnic Indians, while 37% didn't list a preference.
So, you know, looking through the data of, as I say, the popular listings website, iBillik.com, found close to half of all room rental advertisements online on October 19th, that's just one date, explicitly stated that owners discriminate against tenants on the basis of ethnicity.
Yeah, and it looks like, I think another main takeaway here is that the study wanted to hone in particularly on how ethnic Indians were treated when it comes to renting out, because a sizable amount of those listings specifically requested either Malay or Chinese, right? Which sort of implicates that they don't want a lot of them don't rule out Indian tenants.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, data can be read many ways, can't it? It doesn't. It rules in a certain community.
Yes.
If one community is not mentioned at all, does it rule out that community?
So for me, it's a question of, it actually reminds me of, to an extent, certain areas in the U.S. in the 60s and 70s where, you know, you had more segregated neighborhoods. And I wonder what effect this has when it comes to, you know, shaping certain neighborhoods that lean Malay majority or Chinese majority or Indian majority. So, you know, I haven't been to enough neighborhoods to say, you know, what impact this has. You know, at least here in the Klang Valley, but I'm curious these kinds of, you know, whether these impacts could be long lasting and whether they'll change at all, or what policies can be done.
But also in shaping a community.
Right. In shaping a community, right. In shaping the makeup of certain neighborhoods.
Yeah. The areas that I've walked through and seen these signs were two different places in Petaling Jaya. And both, I think, were common. They were similar in price range, economic background. But also they were both, I think, aiming at single people and students.
Okay.
I mean, this is, you know, purely anecdotal, but for me, anecdotal is science.
Yeah.
So I'll go with that. But it would be really interesting to find out if people have had this experience themselves.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, tell us, you know, what has your experience been when it comes to renting property? Have you, you know, come across cases of discrimination? Have you experienced it yourself? And what do you think can be done to address it? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to get some insights and unpack this even further with Wong Wei Meng, the CEO of Speed Home. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
5:14 on the evening edition with Hezrel and Cam, and we're looking at discrimination against different ethnicities when it comes to renting property. A business intelligence analyst did a survey. He sifted through 9,596 listings who indicated that they would prefer tenants of a certain ethnicity. And to get some insights, we're crossing over now to Wang Weimeng, the CEO of Speed Home. Weimeng, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the call.
Our pleasure. Now, talk to us about the instances of racism and discrimination that you've seen in the market that prompted you to take an anti-racist stand with Speed Home, and maybe you could walk us through what Speed Home does.
Right. When we started off, Speed Home is a platform to connect, empower landlords and tenants to rent direct. So when we started off, as a very simple classified listing site, we do notice that a lot of listings, similarly to whatever the research has done, it's very racism. I always have this saying, right? Chinese prefer Chinese, Malay prefers Muslim, and Indian don't even want Indian themselves. So that's when we were saying, well, first of all, obviously, when we are in the rental transaction business, we obviously want to see a more equality, less racism thing. And therefore, and me being myself, I always say I'm a Malaysian first kind of guy. So I thought that, as a Speed Home, we can, as a platform, we can play a role to mitigate all this racism rental issues in Malaysia.
What are your thoughts on some of the suggestions about the iBillet data that rentals which specify either Malay or Chinese tenants have a lower rental price? Have you seen any evidence of this in the value of rentals depending on factors like this?
Yep. It's very, very real that typically they give a cheaper rental to... it's quite normal in the sense where let's put away race as a way to look at it, but you have preferred customer, right? So when you have a preferred customer, you would extend them with a better discount, be it with banks or better rates or whatnot. So when it comes to this, it's come to when we have race in this whole thing, then, it's very real that because you are in the race that I prefer, hence I give you a better rental rate. So, yes, it's a very real situation.
And looking at, Speed Home and how it's involved in the property market, do you actively discourage or prohibit users the app from putting down preferences or requests that come off as that are discriminatory?
Right. So, first of all, we have a checkbox when landlords or whoever is creating a listing, it says that they prefer all races. That means that they welcome all races. Which, if they have that marked, will actually prioritize the other listings. So to anyone that search for listing, they will be rewarded. We don't, and therefore, if anyone that has specific preference, we actually reduce their chances of exposure. So that's how we actually encourage it. And at the same time, certain tenants, for example, if they say, this landlord rejected me because of religion or race specifically, we will try to call and reason with the landlords. And we actually did a survey last year. Quite surprisingly, it's that 70% of the landlords do not want to rent to other races. That's very alarming, right? 70% of them. But after that, we said if we have done proper research on the tenant's background, would you accept other races? And the result overturned. 70% would accept any other races, so long they are good. So I think It's predominantly because when we have something in common, in this case is skin color is the same, then we sort of have commonalities that we can relate to, hence have a better preference for that. But most importantly, I think landlords want to feel safe renting to other people, right? And there's no objective way of screening a tenant back then in the market. Even in the market today, there's no objective way of screening a tenant. Therefore, they will resort to all these things that they're comfortable with. It's irrational, but I can understand why. So I think, I don't think the market is racism in general. It's just that there's no transparency as to the background of the tenant, and therefore they resort to such acts. Hope it helps explain. Yeah.
So the Housing and Local Government Minister has mentioned plans of a Residential and Tenancy Act. Do you think that facing this problem head on in such an act would be worthwhile? And what would you like to see?
Certainly. I think certainly that, in fact, I will take another example, right? I think last year or 2 years ago, there was a big fuss about ratio in terms of job opportunity in the private sector, where Chinese have a higher preference, private company prefer to hire Chinese. I think in housing, it's a similar thing, right? We are seeing in a same theme. And I think we should have some sort of equality, the equal opportunity for housing or job kind of act in place. And RTA can be the first act, the Residential Tenancy Act can be the first act to pilot such in terms of equal opportunity of housing, rental housing into this act. So I think it's certainly a good avenue to start with that.
Right, and how? So you said that the Tenancy Act will be a good first step. How else do you hope the government, will help and look into addressing discrimination when it comes to renting property?
I think as I mentioned just now, there is a lack of transparency to a tenant's financial background, or we don't know anything about the tenants, right? So I think one thing it comes into it is if there is a database, where if a tenant is a bad actor in the rental transaction or a landlord is bad, there should be a database where it's accessible, something like a credit reporting agency where you can access to find out if this tenant has had any bad behaviors in terms of rental specifically. With that, then, people can see, you have all reference check, right? It's the same thing. If I have other landlords that endorse my good behavior, then obviously I will be very willingly to extend even discount to you simply because you are a good tenant. So I think the RTA, or the rental problem has a lot to do with there's no transparency in the market. Hence, people are very worried of their investment, and therefore they made a lot of irrational decisions as to who to rent it to. So I think that is the root cause of this entire market, right? There's a trust issue.
Yeah, so in the absence, though, of an RTA, can the private sector help create this database, as it were, or at least help prospective tenants to prove that they are just as trustworthy as anyone else and just as legitimate as anyone else?
Yes, in terms of private sector, I mean, we are a private company, and actually we are looking to do something like that next quarter, because we see that's the problem in the market, and people are looking for alternative to to blacklist a tenant, or there's no central database to do that. And because Speed Home, we are in the we facilitate all these rental transactions, we have the system in place already, because we blacklist our tenants that are defaulters or bad actors. So we thought that we could open up our system for the public to register in as well. So that's something that we are looking in Q1 next year.
Right. And with that, Wei Meng, thanks so much for joining us this evening and weighing in.
Thanks a lot for your time.
That was Wang Weimeng, the CEO of Speed Home, going through, the issues that contribute to cases of discrimination when renting property. I think that is an interesting some solution that you brought up there, Cam, when it comes to providing a database, right?
It was actually his suggestion. I don't think that quickly on my feet. But no, I think that it's, I've discovered the notion of trust. It is an issue of trust when you are a landlord and you're going to just trust these people you don't know. And so I guess you fall back on the prejudices that you have. But if, as has been, I hope, pointed out, that it is possible to prove that the prejudices are not based on any reality.
Right. Yeah.
People can be trusted. But it's also, it's difficult then for, I have been a renter. There's a person who pays rent, isn't it? As a renter?
Yeah.
I can't remember. So it's very difficult to prove to the other side that you're a trustworthy person. And the suspicion level, and if you can find a way, and perhaps it takes a third party to circumvent these issues.
Right, which is what the Tenancy Act is somewhat supposed to do, that the government is looking into.
Because I think landlords in this country have pretty much all the power.
Yeah, yeah.
And the argument is it's your property, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to rent to these people? Go ahead, why not?
Yeah.
So, you got to find a level of trust between the two parties.
In the meantime, though, tell us, what's been your experience with renting property? Have you faced instances of discrimination, just cases where it's been difficult to rent a place that you really like? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.